Hi, and welcome back to this series on the core social psychology motives, and to part four, the final part of this discussion around the first core social motive, belonging. In this article, we're taking a look at the final two sub-elements of belonging, terror management theory and broaden and build theory. Now, when a mission, be it a change or a new company vision, is considered meaningful to us, we feel we can securely dedicate our time and effort in contributing to this cause, and this represents one of the defense mechanisms we have developed as a species to manage the fear and anxiety attributed to our mortal salience, the awareness that our ultimate death is inevitable. I'll talk about the defense mechanisms in a bit, but first I'll explain terror management theory. At its heart, terror management theory places the desire to stay alive central to explaining our individual and social behaviour. Now, remember our social identity discussion previously about having an individual identity and a social identity. It proposes that by being aware of our inevitable mortality, almost everything we do is driven at some level by fear, and this creates anxiety. See paragraph 3 above. It's here that terror management identifies defense mechanisms we use to deal with this and suggests they take one of the following parts. Our proximal system, that's our downstream or directly affecting health, that aims to distract and distance us from awareness of potential or real loss. And our distal, upstream or indirectly affecting health system, that operates to prevent awareness of potential or real loss from reaching our consciousness by using existential buffers, such as money in the form of savings, see note 1, or from a more psychological perspective, what they call a quiet ego, see note 2. When we feel our mortality, we experience existential terror, and we look for ways to feel like we're contributing to something meaningful, such as a team, culture, organization, religious order, or society as a whole. In understanding this, establishing a culture within the organization that offers meaningfulness and develops self-esteem will go some way towards reducing the anxiety of mortality. When further considering the process of organisational change, the mortality salience can be thought of as being the burning platforms so popular in organisational change literature, and creates an urgent dynamic. In addition to this, there's often a sense of enemy within an organisational change programme, see back to part 1 of social cohesion, which can be deliberately established in order to bring to awareness existential threats and various possibilities to enhance self-esteem by leaders exploiting the terror management function in order to provide impetus for the change they desire. Ultimately, there is a high importance to accurately and appropriately communicating the needs and reasons for a change to occur, because only then will people form the groups. Social cohesion, belongingness, reference back to those, that will act positively in embracing and delivering the change. That communication should also address the terror of loss that employees will feel relating to the potential, whether realized or not, of job loss or changed roles. And having a well-communicated and meaningful cause to get behind represents our distal system of distraction. Okay, so that is terror management theory. Now let's take a look at broaden and build theory. Now, where terror management theory relates to dealing with the fear of our mortality, and on the surface appears to be a positive approach, it is really avoiding the negative by stimulating the fears. Now, this might be suited well to addressing a sense of urgency in relation to changes needed. It does represent quite a narrow focus, namely the fear of mortality or loss, see above. Many feel there are better, more positive ways to generate or encourage supportive behaviours and circumstances. And that is where broaden and build theory comes in. Now, this is intrinsically an environment which facilitates positive ambition and emotions, and increases personal and organisational resources through leaders who enable resilience through higher positive self-evaluation, a supportive social climate, and clarity of high-quality goals combined with higher functioning social interaction. Now, research has established a strong link between strengthening team resilience and positive emotional cultures, leading to better team performance, see note 3, as well as higher hopes, which seem to be a significant contributing factor towards increased vigour, dedication and workplace integration. Now, I'm going to leave the final word here, very much supporting the positive option of broaden and build theory, to Glass from 2009. They've said, positive emotions were found to be pivotal in enhancing employee performance, helping organisations make good decisions, facilitating workflow and motivation, and in developing authentically and charismatically. They also influence leadership styles, job enrichment, better team performance, and satisfactory customer relations. So, in our society, where we are actually hardwired to default to the negative, due to the negative bias of the limbic system in our brains, always asking what we did wrong, what could we do better, why didn't we succeed, applying positive psychology, such as that encapsulated in broaden and build theory, is both important and beneficial. Well, that's it for part one, belonging. Part 2, understanding, 3, controlling, 4, trusting, and 5, self-enhancement, are all covered extensively in my coaching, along with a deeper look at all of the part 1 topics we've talked about. If you're interested in reading or listening to those parts 2 to 5 in this level and format, contact me through our website, ncubedgroup.com, and I can discuss how to make these available to you. Or you can ask about the coaching in social psychology for change leaders and how to arrange this for your leadership or management team. As always, leave me comments, good, bad or indifferent, by email, or you can put it against this article on the blog page if you're listening to the podcast. Thanks very much. I'll see you next time.